From London, BBC Caribbean Report. In today's edition, seven senior members of Antigua's ruling Labour Party have written to 81-year-old Prime Minister Vere Bird Sr., calling on him to retire from office by Thursday. It is shaping up as probably the most critical week in the modern history of Antiguan politics. We'll be asking, how firm is the group of seven and its resolve to see the Prime Minister go? And how likely is it that CARICOM's longest-serving leader will give up without a fight? I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Seven senior members of the ruling Antigua Labour Party have called on Prime Minister Vere Bird Sr. to retire before this Thursday's budget debate. According to the seven, who outlined their position in a letter to the Prime Minister, the government is now in the midst of a constitutional crisis, highlighted by his inability to present last week's budget in the legally and procedurally required manner. Leslie Goff has the details of a letter that could change the face of Antiguan politics.
The seven signatories are Deputy Prime Minister Lester Bird, the Prime Minister's son, the recently resigned Finance Minister John St. Luce, Trade Minister Hugh Marshall, Public Works Minister Eustace Cochrane, Mr. Robin Yearwood, the Minister of Public Utilities and Aviation, and Junior Ministers Henderson Simon and Joseph Mayers. The seven pointed to the Prime Minister's unsuccessful attempt to present the budget as an indication of what they call the terrible toll the demands of leadership have taken on him physically. They told the Prime Minister that the government has stumbled from one crisis to another over the past few years, each of which could have been avoided if Mr. Bird's leadership had been both correct and decisive. The letter goes on to say that the seven, no longer able to ignore the cries of the nation for a change in leadership, are now asking the Prime Minister to retire from office before the proposed budget debate of Thursday the 14th so that they can make Lester Bird Prime Minister and John St. Luce his deputy. They claim it is the only way they can take steps to resolve the crisis over the budget. In an obvious attempt to soften the blow, the group of seven assured the Prime Minister that in recognition of his long years of service, he would retain senior cabinet rank and would maintain all salary, housing and allowance benefits. The letter ends by saying Lester Bird and John St. Luce stand ready to meet with the Prime Minister at the earliest opportunity to set in place arrangements for the transition of offices. The Prime Minister is yet to respond, but some observers feel he will not go down without a fight. It has been suggested that he has been working on a weak link in the group of seven in an effort to break the alliance. The ALP holds 15 seats in the 17-seat parliament, and the Prime Minister will need the support of at least nine of them to stave off a possible no-confidence motion. As one private sector official put it, this is going to be a critical week in the life of Antiguan politics.
That report by Leslie Goff. Well, a long-time thorn in the side of Prime Minister V.C. Bird and his party is Mr. Tim Hector, newspaper publisher and leader of the Antigua Caribbean Liberation Movement. Over the years, his newspaper, The Outlet, has been the lone media voice in opposition to government practices and has chronicled the details of one scandal or crisis after another. He's on the telephone now from his office in St. John's. And first of all, Tim, can the veteran Prime Minister, Mr. V.C. Bird, withstand this latest and probably most significant challenge to his leadership?
It is not a question of whether he can withstand it or not. It is a question of whether Antigua can stand to be plunged into a crisis. Where it has no budget, no allocation, and civil servants and all government works will be held up indefinitely. No budget was presented because the Prime Minister was incapable of presenting one. He did not say what the expenditure was going to be and how revenue was going to match that expenditure. He was incapable of so doing. It is obvious that he cannot function as Prime Minister any longer. He would do himself a lot of credit by not fighting and simply getting out of the office. And whether people consider him consummate politician or not, the fact of the matter is that he has plunged the country into a political, economic, and moral crisis out of which it has to get now or plunge into the quagmire.
Tim, if we can come back to you on that in just a moment. But first of all, we'd like to hear from Dr. Ivor Heath, the political leader of the opposition United National Democratic Party in Antigua. We telephoned him a short while ago and asked him if he believed the Prime Minister could survive this challenge to his leadership.
He is a very consummate politician, and he always seems to, as they say, be able to coerce certain of the members who oppose him. and get them to drop out of the ranks. And this has been done on at least three previous occasions that I can remember.
We are actually hearing at the moment that seven MPs have signed this letter to the Prime Minister, and already there is a suggestion that the Prime Minister may be working on some of the seven and getting them to back off their position. Would this surprise you?
This wouldn't surprise me at all. This is a way in which the Prime Minister, Dr. V.C. Bird Sr., does act. He never sort of backs away from a fight of this sort. And, you know, it is strange because the suggestion that the Prime Minister was no longer capable of controlling the party came up even before the last election. And yet he managed to whip them back into place and return to the House as the Prime Minister. So I'm not at all surprised to hear that he is trying to do this again.
The seven who are